Late last week, I spoke with singer-songwriter John McCutcheon, who will be playing and coaching at Garth Newell Music Center on Saturday, June 3rd. We finished up talking about the free songwriting workshop he is offering and moved on to what the concert holds.
I think it's great that Garth Newell understands the importance of the workshops as well, that it's not just about somebody up there exhibiting their skills at their craft, but it's also an opportunity for people to get to know the artist a little bit better. Of course, that's one of the advantages of the workshop. And you get to get a little picture into not only how that person creates their work, but also how you might be able to participate in it as well. And in the end, that's a win-win for everybody.
My own hope is local songwriters will generously share their work with Allegheny Mountain Radio after polishing it up that afternoon at Garth Newell. Then I asked what the concert might be like.
I'll have a couple of guitars, a 6-string and a 12-string. I'll have a fiddle and a banjo and an auto harp and a hammer dulcimer. And they'll have a piano there for me, this being Garth Newell.
John McCutcheon's art is rooted in traditional instruments familiar in the mountains and all the old stories and songs accompanying them.
I still love those. I still play some of those. I mostly play songs I write. There will be everything from love songs to kids songs to historical songs to songs inspired by the day's news. And I'll tell a bunch of stories.
Many of us are getting so familiar with current news stories about big corporations. I just had to ask about one of his songs from 2011, Corporations Are People Too.
Corporations are people, you know. The Supreme Court told us so. They said it's right there in the Constitution. No limit on campaign contributions. Legalizing congressional prostitution. Go buy yourselves a few. Corporations are people too.
John McCutcheon was happy to explain how a song like that comes into being.
One of the things that has as long as satire, which is usually clothed in humor, has been around is it gives people, it's a great power equalizer. And it also lets off steam. If you're in a really tough situation and everything is dire 24/7, it's eventually going to beat you down. It's okay to laugh. And in fact, we need to. We need to have that spectrum of emotion. And I've explored it a lot and find it's helpful.
For more information on the free songwriting workshop, which starts at 4 o'clock Saturday, June 3rd, or the optional picnic and the first concert in the American Made series, please contact Garth Newell Music Center. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.